our cowboy has rode into Indian territory. A sign at the roadside has told him so. There's a summer breeze blowing, and the grass is high on both sides of a wagon trail for the horse to walk on. It's complete silence, except for the wind blowing and the horse walking. Cowboy takes a pre-made roll-it-yourself from his tobacco pouch and lights it. He reaches a valley, and down below there are Indians dancing and celebrating. He can see it is a very wild party. The cowboy takes out a very long binocular to see what's happening more up close.
This is a warning. The song you are about to hear may contain passages that might disturb some listeners. We apologize. We'd like to stress that none of the names in the song were used to offend. And we would also regret it if for some reason the listener may think the song is historically correct. It is not, we think. And last but not least, smoking may seriously damage your health. Enter the song at your own risk.
On the prairies, on the plains, along the trails of wagon trains, there grew a weed that the Indians smoked. It made them laugh and it made them joke. And they called it loco weed. Tastes so strong, tastes so sweet. On the plains, along the trails, wagon trains, they grew weed at the Indian spot. It made them laugh and it made them joke. They called it loco, loco weed. It tasted strong, it tasted sweet. The Apache and Navajo, they sure knew where to go for that loco, 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 loco weed. Smoke so sweet. Loco, 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 loco weed. When they were all good and high, far away, hear those cries with the pipes all alight. They forgot if it's day or night. Loco, 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 loco. When they were high, they went, cause the weed, it gave them strength to hunt that mighty buffalo, the Apache and Navajo. Loco, 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 loco
After the song Loco Weed, it's back to the cowboy watching the Indian tribe dancing and being crazy below in the valley. He puts back his binocular and wants to continue his ride.
We better leave them be. No concern to us, boy. Let's go onwards.
But when he turns his horse, he sees that there is a big Indian man blocking his way.
Howdy
to you, too. You speak any English, Indian?
It is not the language I prefer to communicate with. But yes, I do speak English. You speak Indian?
No. Not really. In fact, you're the first Indian I've ever seen in my whole life.
That life could be ended by the end of the day if you continue trespassing our territories.
Oh, come on now. We don't have to start off hostile like enemies right away. I have no plans to do any harm.
That I understand, but perhaps we Indians would love to cause you harm.
Nah, you don't mean that. You're just saying it to scare me?
It's a game we play, yes. But now and then, that game needs real examples. Just to show our people it is a very serious game, I might be ready to give one of such examples today with you. Nice hairdo you have would do great as a scalp.
Come on, I mean no harm. Will you let me pass? I'm going further west. No plans of staying here.
Okay, this time, white man, only this time.
The Indian man lets him pass, and cowboy and horse disappear in the distance, going west again.